The Postal Service has already cut worker hours, raised shipping prices, and suspended some pension payments as it tries to stay afloat. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny skies for this Mother's Day with highs only around 70 degrees. Light winds from the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
When you train a dog, your dog is not going to always do what you train it to do. Sometimes it's going to disobey. And AI is basically like that. It can choose to do something else, and sometimes it will.
Bad dog. Now experts, scholars, and lawmakers are wrestling with if and how AI can be held accountable. Hear that story tomorrow on Morning Edition. Tell your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name. You're listening to NPR News.
And your member station by name is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning, this Mother's Day. Just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's a Mother's Day puzzle from Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's coming up at 7:40 this morning on KPR. It's high-flying sci-fi at KPR's next Cinema A-Go-Go, all Flash Gordon. He began in the comics, but soon landed on the screen, and we'll see Chapter 1 of the 1936 Flash Gordon serial, plus the 1980 reboot with music by Queen. Hope you'll join us 7 o'clock Friday evening at Liberty Hall. KPR's Cinema A-Go-Go is made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Did you know that if you're 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
We have a beautiful day in store, much cooler than yesterday. Our highs only getting up to around 70 degrees under partly sunny skies, light winds from the northeast. Lows tonight in the mid-40s, and then sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs getting up to around 80 degrees. It's 54 in Emporia, 52 in Manhattan, 53 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Here in Kansas, there's one in Perry, Bonner Springs, Augusta, Scranton. Almost every state in the country has one or more, or many more, cowboy churches. Just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday, we step inside the world of Cowboy Church. That's just ahead here on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small-town paths to wide-open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org.
We've got cloudy skies throughout much of the KPR listening area right now. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies today. Highs only near 70 degrees, light winds from the northeast. It's 50 degrees in Atchison, 54 in Emporia, 53 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this or from all agents. From the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia. For 35 years, sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
On this Old House Radio Hour, learn how to grow the best tomatoes, even if you only have space for a bucket.
You only need a 10-gallon can, and you can have that sitting on your back porch. Very simple.
Plus, comedian Tom Papa takes us inside his Jersey Shore beach house. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Join us for This Old House Radio Hour, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, right after Weekend Edition Sunday, on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Flash Gordon's here to save every one of us at KPR's Next Cinema Go-Go. Join us Friday night at Liberty Hall for an evening of all Flash Gordon. We'll see the 1980 reboot and the 1936 cliffhanger. Doors open at 6:30. The show's at 7 o'clock Friday night. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Because I don't think that we serve anyone if we soften these realities.
Sanders says Congress should change laws to let the Postal Service borrow more money and reform its retirement plans. Anzila Wong, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Topeka now boasts the oldest lioness held in a U.S. zoo. WIBW reports that 22-year-old Asante now holds that honor. That follows yesterday's announcement of the death of Shira, an African lion at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington, D.C. The Topeka Zoo has been home to Asante since 2005. Topeka Zoo officials say they've sent their condolences to the Smithsonian's National Zoo on the passing of Shira. With the World Cup just over 1 month away, ticket prices have fallen for dozens of games, including the Algeria versus Austria match in Kansas City. Resale ticket prices for nearly every World Cup match have dropped in recent weeks. Overland Park-based reseller Tickets for Less has been watching the trends. Senior Vice President of Operations Jason Durbin says FIFA's lottery system has been confusing. Some fans may be rethinking their asking prices after FIFA released exact seat locations in April.
Some people that got some of the higher rows have decided to go down in their price a little bit. That's created a lot of fluidity with the market having some of those exact locations out there now.
Durbin advises fans who purchase tickets to high-demand sporting events like the World Cup to buy them from a trusted reseller. In baseball, the Royals defeated the Detroit Tigers 5-1. Yesterday, they play at 6:20 this evening at Kauffman Stadium. And in college baseball, in the MIAA championship, Emporia State fell to Pittsburgh State yesterday, 11-1.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
Our forecast for the KPR listening area, cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny as the day goes on. Highs today only getting up to around 70 degrees. Winds from the northeast, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny and much warmer tomorrow with highs getting up to around 80 degrees. Under cloudy skies, it's 53 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Salinas Steeple Theater with Old Crow Medicine Show, bringing their modern blend of folk, bluegrass, and Americana back to the Steeple in Salina, Thursday, May 14th. Tickets are at steepletheater.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, KPR's own Matthew Algio and a story about a French aristocrat who moved to Kansas and founded a silk-making socialist utopia. Silkville, coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Mother's Day Sunday morning. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. Today on Prairie Journal, NPR's Scott Simon joins us to talk about the pets in his life and his new book, Ulysses S. Cat.
It's ironic that Ulysses winds up being the title of the book because he did not like me and our family.
NPR's Scott Simon on Prairie Journal. Also, the 1979 protest that brought thousands of farmers and their tractors to Washington, D.C. It's the latest episode of Per Aspera, our Kansas history series. Finally, Kara Heitz gives us a sneak peek at a live Per Aspera event coming up in Lawrence on May 20th. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2. We've got cloudy skies. It will become partly sunny over the course of the day. Highs today near 70 degrees. It's 53 in Lawrence, 54 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
The U.S. is leading on AI and taking that message to China's leader, Xi Jinping.
We have very friendly competition. But it'll be a very important trip.
The state and stakes of that competition on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 7 to, rather, from 5 to 9 in the morning on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and a cappella group Chanticleer. Details at lead.ku.edu.
We've got lots more Weekend Edition Sunday ahead, including KPR's own Matthew Algio with the story of a French aristocrat who moved to Kansas with grand visions of creating a socialist utopia built on silk. That story and much more ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
We've got cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area, but our forecast calls for partly sunny skies today. Highs only around 70 degrees. Sunny and much warmer tomorrow with highs around 80 degrees. It's 54 in Atchison, 56 in Emporia, 55 in Kansas City, 55 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive. Progressive
Power. Learn how to grow the best tomatoes, even if you only have space for a bucket.
You only need a 10-gallon can, and you can have that sitting on your back porch. Very simple.
Plus, comedian Tom Papa takes us inside his Jersey Shore beach house. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Join us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up in 1 hour from now, 10 o'clock this morning, immediately following Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies today, although it's pretty cloudy out there right now. Highs only around 70 degrees today. Light winds from the northeast. Lows overnight around 45 degrees, and then sunny and warmer tomorrow. Highs near 80 degrees. It's 56 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio. The time is 9 o'clock.